Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hello there, class. Come on in. That's it. That's it. Okay, settle down. Thank you. Okay, how are we all today? Good, great. Okay. So, today we are going to be starting to really expand our knowledge on algebra. Now, I know that a few of you are a little bit wary of algebra, feel a little bit nervous. Well, not to worry at all. If you need any help at any time during what we're doing today, please just simply pop your hand up and I can come around and help you as you need it. Today we're going to be working through your Key Stage 3 Mathematics Higher Level Workbooks. Okay, now these books do have the answers in, but please, please do not check the answers until you've at least tried, okay? Alright, I will be watching. Okay, alright, so you just want to open your booklet. Try your best at starting the solving equations on page 20. Okay, just give it a go if you're ready. Alright. Okay, so I'll leave those with you. Please talk in a quiet, hushed tone. Okay, thank you. And help each other if you need to, but if you really do get stuck, again, just please pop your hand up or just say, Miss Michelle, okay. feel a little bit more confident in working independently. So we've got numbers, algebra, graphs, ratios, geometry, and probability. Let's go for algebra. So page number 18. Here's our workbook. So we're going to be working from this page today. We're going to be doing expanding and factorizing. Okay, so let's get a notepad to work. Then write our title. There we go. Okay. So, let's start. Something is in brackets like this, it means 2 times the whole bracket. So we'll start 2 times p is 2p plus 2 times 3, which is 6. So the answer is 2p. Brackets q minus 3. So we do 3 times q is 3q, and 3 times minus 3 is minus 9. So we have 3q. Understanding? Good. Okay. Moving on to 2 is 10. And then 5 times minus r is minus 5r. Okay. E. We have 3 brackets 2s plus 1. So 3 times 2s is 6s, and then 3 times 1 is 3. So plus 3. We have 6s plus 3. Okay. Moving on to F. We have 4 brackets 3s minus 7. So 4 times 3s is 12s, and then 4 times minus 7 is minus 28. So we're left with 12s minus 28. Moving on to G, we have 5 brackets 10 plus 3. Times 10 is 50, and then 5 times 3t is 15t. So we have 50 plus 15t. Next H, we have 6 brackets minus 2 minus 2u. So we do 6 times minus 2 is minus 12, and 6 minus 2u, which is minus 12u. Okay, well done. So let's move on to question 2. So again, we're going to multiply out the times A is 3A, and 3 times B is 3B, so we have 3A plus 3B. Next we have 3 brackets M plus 2N plus 5K. So 3 times M is 3M. 2 times 3 is 6n, and then 3 times 5k is 15k. Okay. C, we have 6 brackets 2x minus 3y. So 6 times 2x is 12. 6 times minus 3y is minus 18y. D, we have 10 brackets 5x minus 4y plus 6z. So 10 times 5x is 50x. 10 times minus 4y is minus 40y. 10 times plus 6z is 60z. Okay, moving on to E. We have minus 2 brackets x plus a little better. So minus 2 times x is minus x minus 2 times y is minus 2y. Okay. Moving on to f. We have minus 2 brackets 2c minus 5. Minus 2 times 2c is minus 4c. And minus 2 times minus 5d is plus 10d. Because when we times a minus and a minus together, it creates a plus. Okay, now on to g. We have minus 8 brackets minus 3a minus 4b plus 6. So again, minus times minus equals plus. So we have minus 8 times minus 3a equals plus, but we don't need to write the plus. Plus 24a. 8 times minus 4b again is a plus, so we can pop the plus in there. So 8 times 4b is 32b, and then minus 8 times plus 6 equals minus 48. So then we're left with 24a plus 32b minus 48. On to H. We have 2A brackets B plus 3C. So 2A times B equals 2AB. 2A plus 3C. So 2A times 3C. 6AC. Okay. Right, moving on to I. We have minus 3M times X plus Y. So minus 3M times X minus 3mx, and minus 3m times y equals minus 3my. Now on to j. We have minus 3m times brackets m plus. We have minus 3m times m. Now m is a factor of itself, so m times m creates a square number, so we have minus 3m squared. And then minus 3m times n is minus 3mn. Making sense? Move on to this little bit here. So we have k, just pop 2 there so we know that it's question 2. We'd like to take another colour and just separate off the questions there. Okay. So 2k is 4h brackets l minus h. Okay. So 4h times l is 4hl. 4h times minus h is minus 4h squared. Okay, great. Move on.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Prescription products require completion of an online medication consultation with an independent healthcare provider through the LifeMD platform and are only available if prescribed. Subscription required. Individual results may vary. Additional restrictions apply at LifeMD.com. Read all warnings before using GLP-1s. Side effects may include a risk of thyroid C-cell tumors. Do not use GLP-1s if you or your family have a history of thyroid cancer.
If you've struggled for years to lose weight and have given up hope, did you know you can now access GLP-1 prescription medications through LifeMD? LifeMD is now offering eligible patients online access to GLP-1s, the breakthrough prescription medication that can help you lose body fat and weight. Listen to what people are saying.
Probably the easiest thing I've ever done. The medication comes in the mail and it's very easy to use. I've been able to live my normal lifestyle and I've lost 20 pounds already and I've never felt better. It changed my life.
And here's the best part. Your insurance may cover 100% of the cost of your medication. So go to TryLifeMD.com to have your eligibility checked right now. Get started today at TryLifeMD.com. That's TryLifeMD.com.
Y times y squared m. So again, we have the same value, which is y. So y squared times y equals y cubed. So we have 6y cubed m plus 6y times n, which is 6. Well done. Great, let's give you a lovely tick on all of those answers. Okay, let's get a nice clean new page. Question three. Okay, now we're going to factorize these these expressions. Okay, so we're trying to put these expressions into brackets. Okay, so we have 2a plus 4. Now when we're trying to factorize expressions, we're trying to look for a common number or a common term. So a term that is in both 2a and 4 is the factor of 2. So we're going to take 2 out. So if we divide 2a by 2, we're left with a. And if we divide 4 by 2, we're left with plus 2. Okay, great. Moving on to b. We have 6b plus 9. Now again, there is a factor that is common. If you divide 6 by 3, you're left with 2b. Divide 9 by 3, we have 3. So we're left with 3 brackets 2b plus 3. Okay. Moving on. Now we have 3c minus. Common is 3, so we have 3 brackets c minus 2. Okay, there we go. Now d, we have 8 minus 4d. Okay, so the common number is 4, so 8 divided by 4 is 2. 4d divided by 4 is d. So we have 4 brackets 2 minus d. Okay. On to e. We have 2x plus 2y. So of course the common factor is 2. Shall we work through these quickly? Okay, so you now work from your notepad and we'll try and do these at the same time, okay? Just try your best. Okay, I'm gonna pick up the pace a little bit now, okay? Got f, 3x plus 6y, got 3x plus 2. Move on to question 4. How did you get on with those? Good. Okay. Now we're going to move on to factorizing some more complex expressions. Okay. squared minus 14pq. Okay, so first we can see that 7 is a common, and also p. So we have 7p, brackets, p, because we have p times p, which equals p squared, and then minus 2q. And also, a way to just check that we are correct is to then multiply out the bracket that we've just created to see if we come up with the same original answer. Okay, now b, we have a squared p minus a q. So we can see the common factor is a. So we have a brackets a p minus q. Okay, now we have c. So we have 3xy squared plus 3y squared plus 3yz. So we can see that it is 3y, that is the common factor. So if we divide everything by 3y, we are left with xy plus y plus z. Okay, great. Moving on to D. For A, how are you doing? Great. Okay, let's just finish off with question 5. I think you're doing really, really well. Well done. So we'll just turn over for the last time. Okay. So for question 5, we are multiplying out the brackets. Question 5. First A, we have brackets x plus 4. Brackets x plus 2. So when timesing a bracket by a bracket, we make sure that everything is times together. So we would times these two numbers and these two numbers, as well as these two numbers and these two numbers. Okay, so we would first expand the brackets, multiply them. So we have first x times 2 is 2x. Then we have 4 times x, which is plus 4x. Then we have x times x, which is x squared. And then we have 4 times 2, which is 8. And if we want to simplify this expression, we can add these two terms together. So we're left with 6x plus x squared plus 8. Okay, so moving on to B now. We have x plus 6 squared. So if we first expand these brackets, that leaves us with x plus 6 and x plus 6. Okay, so we'd do x times 6 is 6x. And then x times 6, which is 6x. And then x times x, which is x squared. And 6 times 6, which is 36. So then simplifying, we have 12x plus x squared plus 36. Okay. Then C. We have x minus 3 brackets, x plus 5. So again, x times x equals x squared. And we have minus 3 times 5, which is minus 15. And we have minus 3 times x, which is minus 3x. And x times 5, which is plus 5x. So simplifying, x squared minus 15 plus 2x. Okay, to D now. We have x minus 3 squared. So expanding x minus 3 and x minus 3. Okay, so we do x times x. X squared minus 3 times minus 3. Plus 9. Minus 3 times x is minus 3x, and then minus 3 times x is minus 3x. So expanding, we have x squared plus 9 minus 6x. Okay, great. Now to E. We have a plus 3. Minus 3 times my plus 4, which equals minus 12. Then minus 3a, minus 3a. And a times 4 is plus 4a. So we are left with a squared minus 12 plus a. Okay, alright. Let's do these. Plus 6 is around 10 squared minus 5. you now to try the next page of algebra completely by yourself. Okay. And then I'll check around in about half an hour and see how you get on. Okay, well done. Well done.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar-S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.